Welcome to the Speaker's Corner Show. My name is Heiko Koo. You can tune into our show every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. on 104.4 Resonance FM. You can visit our website at speakerscorner.net, or you can come down to Speaker's Corner any Sunday afternoon and join us. This week's show is a walkabout between three or four meetings. It was recorded by Dusan on video camera, and the audio recording of that is what you'll hear today.
I know that it's ridiculous that I should stand in a place where thousands of people and just speak to someone, yeah, and that I should have to go. Why should I have to go? All I'm doing is speaking in public, right? Do you want, hands up, if you would like it, if you think the police should be allowed to stop me? I mean, it's even more ridiculous than this. Okay, let's take a quick vote. Hands up, please be honest. I really would like you to be honest here. Please, I'm begging you. A, to be honest, and B, to put your hand up, right? One way or the other. Hands up if you would like it, if the police, and I have been arrested with this sign. Hands up if you think it's okay that in a public place where hundreds and hundreds of people pass, the police should have the power to arrest me for holding this sign. No one? Okay. Hands up if you are not happy about the police having the power to do that. Right? Now, I've exposed it because I'm the only nutcase that stands up with a sign that says everything is okay. But if you start doing this, you might find, now I'm not saying this is right for everyone, right? But I bet you this is right for some of you. You'll only know if you try it, right? And I'm happy to give you some signs for free if you want, okay? Now, watch this. It's all interconnected, watch. So the policeman says to me, you have to go. Now watch, this is really important what I'm about to say now. The stuff I'm revealing here to you now is not about not paying your bills. I'm just quickly telling you, just to whet your appetite a little bit, your mortgages are unlawful. Your credit card bills are unlawful. Your tax bills are unlawful. Every fine you ever get is unlawful. Your council tax even is unlawful. The whole lot of it is unlawful. But what I'm about to tell you is not to you to find a way not to pay a bill that you can afford to pay anyway. This is about something much, much, much bigger. This is about shedding light on a deception that has kept us slaves right until this day. And the type of slavery that we have today is the type of slavery that makes a policeman so blind that the whole crowd of people, anyone you ask in civilian clothing, yeah, do you want the police to be able to take this man away just for speaking truth on the street, yeah? They'll all say no, but the policeman says yes, but do you know why? Because he's a slave to his job, right? And he's just enslaved by money, which is in itself an illusion, okay? So now watch. The policeman say to me, you can't do this. I start discussing this with him and I say, what can I do, da 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 da, perfectly normal questions. And after 2 or 3 minutes, this always happens with the police. After 2 or 3 minutes, the policeman says, look, I'm not discussing this now. So I said to him this time, do you know what jurisdiction means? Anybody know what jurisdiction means? What does it mean? What is the word jurisdiction?
Penis.
Penis? Okay. I prefer it.
The word of the law. Jurisdiction as in jury, as in judge.
And what's diction? Juris is law, diction is speech. The whole of the legal system is all about using language, and by the way, the language of the law is not language that you can understand, which renders it unlawful as well. I can't come up to you and say to you, you owe me £2,000, and here's a book in Chinese, will explain to you why. But here's a question, have you ever played, who's paid income tax before? Who's paid it before? Hands up if you've paid it, yeah? Why do you pay it? Why? Because they make you pay it. Ah, they think they make you pay it until today, but actually they make you pay it unlawfully because you can't understand the law which makes you pay it. Go to the Law Society and ask them please to show you all the income tax acts, and then try and wade your way through thousands of pages of legalese, which is a language you don't understand, only the lawyers understand it. And they can get out of it because they made the stuff up in the first place, right? So watch. So the police, coming back to the police, they say to me, you have to go. I know deep down that I don't. But I also know that the revolution, and this is the most important part of everything that I say, the revolution is spiritual and therefore has to be done with love, compassion and forgiveness. You have to understand that there is no policeman around who knows what he's doing, because if he knew what he was doing, he wouldn't be a policeman. He just wouldn't be a policeman, right? There are a few ex-policemen who know this. And therefore, I need to approach him with love and compassion and not fall for his trick, which is to try and convince me that he is a police officer. He's actually a man. He's a human like me with feelings and a body and a life, right? So the police officer comes up to me and says, you have to go. I feel in my body I've lost my compassion for him. The reason I've lost my compassion is because I'm frightened. And the reason I'm frightened is because I'm ignorant. And the reason I'm ignorant is because I've been kept ignorant until Tuesday. Okay, now watch. This is the next bit of the catch, and it's important. The policeman says to me, go. I say, okay, I'm gonna go. And just before I go, the most significant thing happens, which is that the policeman asks me, he says to me, okay, but just before you go, he takes out his pad, he says, I want your name and address, please. Now, I'd just been to the talk, so I had the knowledge and the power. So I said to him, I didn't realize I had to give you my name and address, do I? Now, guess what they said to me? What did they say, guys? What?
It's the law.
You think they said it's the law? Anyone else on the hazard a guess? This is good, guys, this is good. This is about your lives. It's about what's about to happen on the planet, which is the end of money and the beginning of the beginning. Because money created an illusion of death in life. This is a walking dead people, controlled by money, not realizing that they are part of everything and that you cannot own anything because you are everything. And I know that sounds weird, and I don't care if it sounds weird. If it sounds too weird for you, then you'll walk away and you've heard a weird man. If it doesn't sound too weird for you, you'll get yourself a leaflet and join in the fun, right? So now watch, the policeman says to me, as I say, do I have to give him your name? Do I, my name? He says immediately, no you don't. Watch the deception, where's the deception? Watch, where's the deception? There's a massive deception there, which you are subjected to and which this whole thing rides on. Where's the deception? Quick, guys, you gotta stay awake here. Where's the deception? Some of you.
The belief.
The belief that what?
That he has the control power to say that.
That, yes, no, but that's not a deception. How the deception works is, the language that he uses sounds like you have to do it. And 99.999% of people, including myself up until Tuesday, would have given him my name and address. But that name and address, there's a good reason why he gets your name and address, and that is because it's all about business. And that starts off a contract between the two. But if you don't give him your name and address and your date of birth, here's a nice one. Today is my last birthday. I was supposedly born on 1st of March 1967. Today is my last birthday. I will not be celebrating any more birthdays, because I know that if I don't give them my birth date, they ain't got me. We can't do business anymore, because I could be any Danny Shy. Now watch, if you get involved with this, you will end up in a prison cell for some hours. You're unlikely to go for more than several hours, because when they find out that you know what you're talking about, they will get you out of that place as quickly as they possibly can. And not only that, if you turn up in a court and they get to know you, if you turn up with your friend, court dismissed. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying, guys. This is unbelievable stuff. This is unbelievable. It's being tested. Here's some results, because I know you guys are so stuck in the money thing that you'll be attracted by this. But you see, it's the money thing that's gonna attract you down the rabbit hole, which will eventually unravel the money thing. Watch. In the last few weeks, a £300,000 mortgage has been discharged in this country. Do you know what that means? Do you understand what I mean by discharge?
It's paid off.
No, it hasn't been paid off. It is discharged because it's not lawful. All your mortgages are a massive con. Not only are they a massive con, listen to this. Hands up who's got a mortgage. Hands up who's got a mortgage. Come on, somebody, admit it.
Not many, no, because they've lost
Has
the home.
Nobody here got a mortgage?
No.
Hold on a second. Let me explain the mechanism. This is how it works. Check this up yourself, right? This is not about me trying to make you think this way. Watch this. Check this up yourself, right? This is what happens when you get a mortgage. Yeah? You go to the bank and you ask them for a £200,000 mortgage. And they go through a whole bunch of questions. Oh, what's your salary? 3 times your salary. We don't want to give them that, especially today. Oh, we're very careful not to give you a mortgage, yeah? This is all a sideshow. And I'll tell you why. I've got a £200,000 £150,000 mortgage. That's what I've got. When I started it, it was £190,000. And I had no idea what was actually happening until Tuesday. Until 2 weeks ago when I read about this. Okay, this is what happens. You go into a bank, you fill out the forms, and you fill in what you think is a legal contract. Well, it is a legal contract, it's just not lawful, right? Because there's no one actually on the other end of the contract. It's just your signature, right? So anyway, you send off this form to the bank. Now, on the day that I got my £190,000, what actually occurred in the physical world? What occurred in the physical world? What's that?
You moved into your house.
No.
I paid a debt off on your behalf.
Okay. He thinks what happened in the physical world is that I paid a debt off on their behalf. Watch. I'll tell you what happened in the physical world. Absolutely nothing. The only thing that happened is in the digital world, which is not the physical world. The banks, what they do is, they have the right to tap into your little strip of memory that corresponds to your so-called bank account with so-called money in it, which doesn't actually exist and is unreal, and they can change the digits around. So when you borrow, and it gets worse than this, it's even worse than this, this is just the tip of the iceberg. When you borrow £200,000, yeah, what do you actually get? What do you actually get? You get some digits in your account. Watch. If you don't pay that money back, how much do the bank lose? How much do they lose?
Nothing.
Nothing. Because they never gave you anything in the first place. Because of this. Because it's a Ponzi scheme. Listen, I need to explain this. We're getting to questions about what's the alternative. My response to that is the alternative is going to be a moneyless society in which we get back to our pristine origins, which is where we just did things because we loved each other and we realised we're all in this together.
Independently,
right?
Of your romanticised conceptions, why did the banking system as we know it collapse?
Okay, hold on a second.
But the bank is running away with all the money.
I'm coming back. Wait, okay. Hold on a second. Hold on a minute, right? To your question, I would say, take a leaflet, email me, and I'll send you some websites to look at that will explain what may happen. I don't know, I'm not a prophet. What I do know is that I want to tell you something about my personal life. I have, personally, more money than I need. And I know that if the system carried on, I would have more than I need until I die. I'm very, very lucky in that way. Although not so lucky. Because when money becomes valueless, which it already is, because time is an illusion. When money becomes valueless, right, the more money I have and the more I've got used to using it, the more difficult it is going to be to live, right? So now, I believe what's going to happen is that it's going to go through a very difficult period because those people with money are going to hold on to the illusion with their dear lives, right? But watch, this is going to happen. When people find out that mortgages are illegal, they're all going to start on not wanting to pay them, right? Especially people who can't afford it. So let me tell you what happens. You register yourself in the birth certificate, you're selling yourself to the country, yeah? They own you. My mother-in-law is a lawyer. She had a case this week of a child taken away from her parents because he was losing weight. Now look, not gaining weight. Now, she was she weighed 12 kilograms and she was 2 or something. Now look, you can always come up with some explanations because obviously the people who did it really thought they were doing them a favor. But they took away a child from their mother. What's the mother meant to do? Force the kid? Have you any parents ever come across a child that just won't eat? And do you know, wait a minute, why those children don't eat? They don't eat because they don't get any nutritious food to eat because our food is no longer nutritious. Especially if you happen to be poor and you buy all that terribly processed stuff with all loads of drugs in it, right? So let me explain. You register yourself, you sell yourself. Your mortgage comes along, you borrow £200,000. Watch. The banks then create a fictitious sum in your bank account. In other words, they just change a piece of memory. It doesn't exist really, okay? They don't come round with you. Here's a quite fun thing to do, yeah? If you're getting a mortgage, if anyone's considering getting a mortgage, call up your mortgage company and ask them, say, look, I really need it to be in cash, right? Will you meet me in the bank? I'm happy to, you know, I'm happy to do all the security and pay for the security. Will you meet me in the bank and hand over the cash? Oh no, they won't do that.
So can I ask
because
that, question,
wait, no,
please.
Wait. They won't
You're
do that.
You're not very interactive. No, I know it's not interactive.
But I need to get the end of the material and then I'll answer your question, okay? Now watch. By the way, I'm trying to tell you, I've only known this for 3 days. I don't really know what I'm talking about. Check this out yourself. Go to the website and check it out yourself, right? I'll come back to your question, I promise you. Okay, so you borrow £200,000. The bank they go bing, and the money turns up. It's not really money, it's digits. Now this is the bit. They take the application form, which says, what's your name?
It's Edward.
Have you got a mortgage? You have. Are you a lawyer of any sort?
No.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a student.
You're a student, okay, great. Because by the way, lawyers, when they find out this stuff, right, they just like go into a mad state,
oh,
right?
I don't know what we're going to do.
I know you've sinned. Because you have a conscience. Every single one of us has a conscience. We know it's wrong to lie. We know it's wrong to steal.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I haven't sinned as badly as God,
you see. He must be the worst sinner of all.
If you look at the millions and millions of people he's wiped out.
Well, then he's very lucky.
Well, you have no sugar.
Given all the stuff that he's done.
Sorry?
Were you there when he founded the world? It's like the potters, or the pots, speaking to the potter saying,
right.
Why have you formed me this way?
Well, then why did God give us intellect?
You're the creation, he's the creator.
Yeah, but according to your book, he's created us to have inquiry, rationality, and wisdom, so I'm perfectly entitled to question those things.
Sure.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have invented me in that way, would he? And he also knows
but
that it's going to happen.
The point is, who are you to call him evil? That's the point. Not that you're asking questions.
Well, I was quoting your Bible.
That's fine.
Isaiah called him evil. Okay.
No, Isaiah didn't call him
evil.
I have read it.
You've already accepted to me in your Bible that he creates,
in
that
him,
God
there is
creates
no darkness.
Calamity.
There is no evil in him.
You
he's
said he brings
sin.
Calamity.
He's perfect.
He's not
he's
perfect.
He's the only one. He has an attribute called holy.
Yeah.
Holy. He's set apart from us. He doesn't...
You have no idea what God is. You've got no more idea than we have.
He has a relationship with God.
Yeah, he doesn't have a relationship with God. He can't describe him. You can't communicate with him. You have no relationship with him.
He's coming to a personal relationship with Jesus.
You have a delusion of a relationship. You do not have a relationship. Earlier,
sir,
you couldn't know him and you couldn't describe him.
I never told you.
You did.
That
you stood
I,
up
you
here.
You can't know him.
No, you
I
said,
said
you
can't
said you
fully
didn't.
Under. You can't fully know everything about
That's
him.
That's right.
There's a difference.
Well, there's lots of things you
can
don't
know
about
many
him.
Things about him.
What
but
things?
He's so infinite that you can't know everything because you're finite.
Precisely. So you can't
you
have
can
a relationship with an infinite
his
being.
Love, his justice.
What does he look
his
like?
Holiness.
You
his patience. His mercy, especially towards you, the fact that you're standing right now, the fact that your heart is beating.
Yeah.
He sustains every atom in your body, everything. That breath that's going into your lungs. What man can keep alive his own soul? None.
Aye.
None. Besides God, he has the power over everything. He's a self-existence one, the one who always was, is, and always will be.
Yeah, but he can do anything he likes, and he's done plenty of evil as well as plenty of good.
No evil.
No evil.
The fact that you're here right now
yeah.
shows that he's been rich in mercy towards you.
No,
because
he
you could have died in your mother's womb.
He's broken
yeah.
all God's law.
But he hasn't been rich and merciful to millions of people, has he? He's right on
the table.
Yeah.
deals done between the ruling classes of black African tribes and the ruling classes of this country, of Spain, of France, Holland, Portugal. And only Germany actually developed a slave trade in the 19th century for a very short time. That's why the rulers of this part of the world went to war against Hitler. Because the German Empire was a threat to the UK Empire. And that's what we're in today. The UK Empire and the USA Empire and the State of Israel are all one and the same thing. That's why William Blake, the great English writer, wrote 200 years ago about the New Jerusalem. 200 years ago, before there were any Muslims living here. It's the same argument 200 years ago. And then 200 years ago, the Turks were ruling the Middle East. Not the French, or us British, or the Americans, the Turks, who are not really Muslim. They came out of Central Asia and adopted the Quran through warfare and conquest by being killed by Arabs or agreeing to join the Arabs in battle for the jihad. So the real enemy, your enemies, are the Turks if you're Middle Eastern people. Of course they did, that's Bosnia. Do you know why Bosnians in the Middle Ages were forced to be Muslim? Because they would be killed, and the Turkish Ottoman rulers in the Middle Ages put the word through Bosnia-Herzegovina to say to the Slavs of the Balkans, you become Muslim or we execute you. So they pretended to be Muslim, but in reality they kept their Orthodox Christianity. That's why the West hates the Serbs, because the Serbs in some ways are true Christians of 324 in the Council of Nicaea. And the West is not a geographical term. The West is a split in the Christian religion of 869 in southern Europe, when the so-called Christians of southern Europe, particularly, say, from Rome to Anatolia and southern Turkey, which would have been Christian with the Christian Syrians and Christian Lebanese, disagreed about this man.
Yeah, but a sultan rode into a Palestine,
yeah,
and he had a white plume on his hat,
yeah, yeah,
and he battered both of them down.
Yeah.
Please, I don't want photographs here. I don't want photographs.
Okay, okay. But these religions don't come from us.
And he battered both of them down.
You're from probably, I'm guessing, like India or Sri Lanka.
He's an Arab.
Yeah, sorry. I thought I was insulting you.
No, it's not fair.
So you're a real Muslim?
Yeah.
The origin is Indian. What Arab is it?
No, but you see, I'm from Leicester. Half the population is from Leicester, and they're all Hindus, so we got them fine.
You know,
they don't believe in Allah or Jesus.
Until Turkmen, the Arabs, they were saved from the Zionists. You know. As long as the Turk, a common empire, until they were saved from Zionist or there was no state of Israel.
It's awful.
As long as you
know, pure racist hate.
As long as they got divorced from Turk, and Turkey is still not allies.
Even one of the Jewish books says all non-Jews are subhuman and lower than animals.
Yeah.
That's the Jewish belief. And a lot of Jews know that. They're not fundamentalists. But the guys that run this country know it.
Yeah, but why didn't the religion, particularly Christianity, which is based on Judaism?
Yes, right.
Why are they following Judaism if Jews are saying that about?
They're stupid, you know, you're right. They're stupid. They're effing stupid. They are.
But what is it about the Turks?
That's why they're against the Muslim world. This is like a Christian crusade for these guys. America, the UK, which I'm against, I'm a Republican. I'd like to see the monarchy go. But she is head of our country, she's head of the armed forces, she's head of parliament, National Health Service, passport. It even says Her Majesty allows me to travel, leave my country and go to your country. It's there in the passport. And it does say the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, which is historically Protestant. And many of the Northern Irish are actually of German Dutch origin, not even from this country, but they're white Northern European Protestants who fought against the Catholicized Irish going back to King John.
Now that was convenient because they're still getting people to fight.
And you've seen through that lie years ago.
No.
Yes, you have, Jim.
Brown.
Gordon Brown, that miserable Presbyterian.
Well, he went to see the Pope last
I know.
Week.
What?
Well, I don't know. They're both assholes.
I don't think Mrs. Thatcher would go and see the Pope.
Well, he went
She's Methodist.
No, but he went to see the Pope.
Or was. No, she's a warrior.
I want to know why he went to see the Pope. Because it's not really...
Because, as I said again, this country is run. Club of Rome and the Truth Will Set You Free. The Italian Illuminati. The Church, the Roman Church, Catholicism, and the Church of England. Rich Jews. You're not rich. You're a good lad, but you're not rich. You're homeless.
This country is run by Paris Hilton.
It's run by Paris.
I told you not to read Hello magazine.
No, would you see the trick this being played?
Well, you know it. We're through it. You know. I'm through it, and I hope you lot are all through it.
Through what?
Well, bullshit and lies. What do you believe then? You don't believe you're chosen.
I believe I'm going to have another
pint. You're a good Jew. You're a good friend of mine. I'm not against you, but by law, you are a part of this country, whether you like it or not. You are.
Only if I go.
Why do you think Ariel Sharon a few years ago was calling for all French Jews to go to Israel? By law. That's how they do it.
No, it's because...
So you should go to this Zionist state, that little poxy building in Kensington, and say, I don't want any part of this country. I want it written down in law. Yes. Then you free yourself from the Zionist.
I love Israel.
What for? Killing Palestinians.
Hummus. Beer, sunshine, and Hebrew. Yes.
But did you hear what Chopra said? He said he can't see the Jews of all
small shops, and some guy grows, his small shop grows, and he's very successful as an enterprise, and he makes lots of little small shops, and he creates a franchise of these small shops, then they tend to penetrate each of the cities with a similar marketplace around the country.
The consequence
of that is that there will be a limitation created by the market domination of this particular enterprise over the type of enterprises which open in the communities.
In my opinion,
what that means is that there's a greater variety, there is a greater incentive for a private entrepreneur as well, and there is a greater pleasure and aesthetic sense created as a result of the variety allowed by limiting the monopoly control of large franchises and enterprises which unify and drum down the quality of product available to consumer. I don't think that's so strange, and I think small shopkeepers and small business people will understand that as well. Once you get large scale enterprises, then I believe they should be broken up and limited if they are privately owned. If they are state owned, a different question. I think there is a certain point at which you should make them state owned. I believe that is the case with these cafes in Hyde Park. They should, in my opinion, either be cooperative or owned by the public. Why? Because they were created by the public for the public. And they really should be serving the needs of the general public rather than those who've got quite a bit of money.
What about software?
That means that if you go to a cafe in Hyde Park, as when I was a child, or when I first came to Hyde Park and spoke in Speaker's Corner in the 1980s, the cafes provided facilities which were available at prices accessible to the general public. Not so that someone comes past here with their three children and can't afford to buy an ice cream. Because the parks are supposed to be public resources for the public.
That was the Speaker's Corner show for this week. Tune in every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. on 104.4 Resonance FM. Visit our website, speakerscorner.net, or come down to Speaker's Corner any Sunday afternoon between noon and dusk.